Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic demons and powers, and you have no right or ability or authority to come into this meeting, because what we're about is kingdom business, and you forfeit all right to kingdom business. So, Father, we love you, and we praise you, and we give you all the honor and all the glory, and we thank you in the matchless name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, praise God. We're going to continue our teaching on the subject, faith, our way of life. Once again, faith, our way of life. Can you please open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And we're going to read our foundational scriptures we've been using for this particular teaching. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." So that verse tells us that we should live by faith and not by sight, or the things that are perceived by our senses. Things that we could see, smell, taste, hear, and feel. No, we do not walk by that. We walk by faith. Romans 10, 17, please. Romans 10, 17. And it says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Once again, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now, that word hearing is present tense. So faith is always present tense. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now please go to our last foundational scripture and found in Hebrews chapter 11. Again, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he rewards those who diligently seek him." Amen. Now notice, that scripture did not say without prayer it is impossible to please him. It didn't say without praise and worship it is impossible to please him. It didn't even say if you did not pay your tithes and offerings, it is impossible to please him. No, he said it was without faith, it is impossible to please him. So our foundational scriptures, we see that faith is important in the believer's life for his success in the things of God. Now, before we begin our teaching for today, we're going to look at some principles regarding faith. And principles are simply the elementary truths of something. So we're going to look at the elementary truths of faith. All right, principle number one. Faith is a way of life. Again, faith is a way of life. One of the first rules you should have to understand about faith is that it is not a get rich or my name is Jimmy, I'll take all you give me plan. Romans 1:17 tells us that the just shall live by faith, or those that have been declared righteous shall live by faith. Faith is belief in and acting on God's word. The Bible should be a way of life for every Christian because it pleases God. Hebrews 11:6. When we are doing all we can to please our Heavenly Father, we can anticipate that he will do what he says he will do in his word, especially because the book of Psalm 138 and 2 tells us, "For you have magnified your word above your name." So therefore, we can have the utmost confidence in the Lord and his willingness to act on our behalf. Remember, there are demonic forces opposing us at every turn that are consistently attempting to make God's word ineffective in our lives. The manifestation of what you have prayed for and believing God for will take place sometime. It is what we say and how we act during this period that gives motion to our faith for either victory or defeat. Amen. See, every believer, when they are born again, has been given the same measure of faith, and they have to exercise the measure of faith given them into an effective force. It is up to you. It is not up to God. Principle number two, your lifestyle must be in agreement with God's word. Once again, your lifestyle must be in agreement with God's word. This is so very, very important. Romans 10:17 tells us that faith comes by repeatedly hearing the word and is developed by putting the word into action. We must make sure that we, to the best of our ability, are living in line with the Bible. We should have no strife, anger, hatred, unforgiveness, resentment, or even envy in our own hearts against anyone, including ourselves. Such behavior could start or short-circuit your faith and hinder you from receiving God's promised blessings. We must also be living moral and holy lives in keeping with Bible doctrine. We should also have a daily time of prayer and study of the Word in communion with our Heavenly Father. Amen. That's important. We have to have a daily time where you set aside and you pray. You come before the Father and you pray. And you study His Word. Amen. With the Heavenly Father. Turn to the book of Jude, please. The book of Jude, verse number 20. And it says, but you, beloved, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, to become strong in faith, praying in the Spirit consistently is a must. That is praying or speaking with other tongues, your heavenly language, according to Acts chapter 2. Please go there. According to Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. And it says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled, and they were all filled, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It also goes without question that as children of the kingdom, we should be giving of our fruit from our labor for the work of the Lord and the ministry. By doing so, we establish an avenue by which God can multiply back to us the seed sown in keeping with Malachi chapter 3. Please go there. In keeping with Malachi chapter 3 and verse number 10. And it says, and this is the Lord speaking, it says, if I will not open up for you the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing that there would not be room enough for you to receive it. Now, how would you like to have someone open you up the windows of heaven and just continually pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive it? Amen. I receive that, brother. I don't know about you, but this is for me. Do you remember the last time God opened the windows of heaven? Well, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. How would you like to get a blessing for 40 days and 40 nights? I think I can handle that. And just a little bit. I think I can handle that. How many of you would like God to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing that you would not have room enough to receive it? Amen. Well, you can do it. All you have to do is be obedient to the word of God. Amen. The principles of God. Principle number 3, faith continually grows. Faith continually grows. To grow in faith, it is a process. It is a process. It doesn't happen overnight. You cannot believe for a Rolls Royce if you have Volkswagen faith. Start believing God for the little things and progressively work your way up to the larger things. Faith is a spiritual force, and it takes considerable more force to move a mountain than it does to move an anthill. Many people do not understand this, and oftentimes, if the situation is serious or life-threatening, as believing for physical healing, there may be not enough faith force available to override the attack of the enemy. In this case, God always has a lamb in the bush for us. We can use the power of agreement. Please go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 18. Again, Matthew chapter 18. Faith continuously grows. Matthew 18, verse number 19. And this is Jesus speaking. And it says, again, I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Amen. So, if your faith is not strong enough, then God says, hey, go get somebody that can touch and agree with you with your prayer. And he says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything, now both of you have to be living right. You have to be living in line with the word of God. He says, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. So if one person's faith alone is not strong enough to bring about what is desired, God has instituted the spiritual law of agreement that allows the combined faith of two or more people to produce results for the circumstance. Amen. Remember, it takes time for faith to develop because it only grows as it is exercised. Just as a farmer plants a seed, there is a time span for that seed to begin to grow into a mature plant. But the farmer continues to water and to care for the seed until it grows into full maturity and is ready for harvest. Well, faith is like the seed, but faith seed is watered and cared for by your continued confessing the word, acting on the word, and believing and meditating on the word until what we are using our faith for becomes a part of us, living within our spirits, then it will bring forth a harvest. Amen. Faith takes time. Principle number four, God always honors his word. Once again, God always honors his word. An important rule for faith is that we cannot act first and then expect God to come in line with our actions. No, it doesn't act like that. God will come in line with his word if we are acting on it. What would move the hand of God and cause the enemy, Satan, the father of sin, sickness, and evil in the world, is our acting on our faith and a steady increase in trusting and confidence in God's word. Amen. Because God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. Principle number five. Faith is not moved by the circumstances. Faith is not moved by the circumstances. I want to explain something regarding not looking at the circumstances, which you have heard me from time to time teach on. When we are not looking at the circumstances, which means we are not moved by negative situations confronting us. Healing, for example, we are not moved by what the doctors say. We are not moved by how we feel or how we look. We don't get down in our mouths and start confessing what we see or how we feel. Now, remember, we do not deny the circumstances, but we do not confess them, and we do not allow them to take precedence over our faith. Go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. Again, Proverbs 18. Let's look at verse 21. And it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Once again, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So that means that we can speak life to our bodies or death to our bodies. It says it's in the life of the tongue or what we say. You have to be very disciplined to act this way. You develop this discipline by an act of your will and diligence to do God's word. Amen. See, you have to be willing. You have to be consistent. You have to be diligent in the things of God. You do not confess the circumstances, but you have to keep your eyes on what the Bible says relative to what you believe. Find in the Bible scripture or scriptures that fit your situation and continue to confess them. Death and life are in the power of the tongue and not the circumstances. Amen. When we do Holy Communion at our church, the scripture tells us to examine ourselves. So I beseech you to exercise or to examine yourselves carefully in the areas of your spiritual, morals, mental, and emotional attitudes. If you operate in faith, then you should be able to do that. If you have any doubt as to your ability or willingness to operate in faith, or there is self-condemnation because of a particular lifestyle, then service of a good doctor, a lawyer, a counselor, or whatever can be beneficial resource for you at the time, you should use it. Amen. But if you're living in with the line with the Word of God, and your faith, and you believe your faith is at a level where you can overcome these obstacles, by all means, use the Word of God. Amen. Then principle number 6, and our last principle before we get into our teaching, is faith operates at various levels. Faith operates at various levels. The Bible speaks of different levels of faith. There are little faith, small faith, common faith, great faith, holy faith, perfect faith, and so on and on. One's faith should be operating at its highest level to take God at his word and to stand on the word until the manifestation of what you believe for has come to pass. You can and should always be using faith on something. Amen. You can and you should always be using faith on something. Remember, our first foundational scripture says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And remember that walk really simply means for we live by faith, not by sight. So you should always be using your faith on something. I would like to encourage you to begin to believe God wherever you are, spiritually, and make a determination to develop your faith by continually exercising it until it grows into a powerful force. You must learn how to activate your faith. It is a process. It is a process. All right, let's go to the book of Luke, chapter 7. Luke, chapter 7. So those were the 6 principles that you should understand about faith. Those are the elementary truths of faith that one should live his life by. So you must learn how to activate faith. It is a process. So you found Luke chapter 7. All right, we're going to read verses 36 through 50. And let's see this process, how this faith process can work, how you can activate it, and it's a process and it will work. Beginning with Luke chapter 7, verse 36. It says, then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. Verse 37. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner. Now, we see a woman in the city, and she was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus was at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil. Now, please underline the word brought. And that shows action. All right, verse 38. It says, and stood at his feet, behind him weeping, and she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them away with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now, the words stood, wiping, washed, and wiped his feet, kissed his feet, and anointed them all show action. It shows something that this woman did. Verse 39. Now, when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he is a prophet, would know and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." Well, you know what? I'm just about out of time for today's teaching, but please join us next week when we will continue our teaching on faith, our way of life. Until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. God bless you. See you next week.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.